price is a visible expression of the value of the product to be exchanged and enables buyers and sellers to negotiate and agree on that value. Pricing objectives are derived from the organisation's broader marketing objectives. Pricing objectives tend to focus on the issues of profitability, long-term prosperity, market share and positioning. The pricing strategy and specific tactics an organisation chooses must comply with laws and regulations that govern issues such as misleading and deceptive conduct, price collusion, comparability of prices, clarity in pricing, and price discrimination. Ultimately, pricing decisions must be based on an understanding of demand, costs, and competition in order to deliver value to the customer and the marketer. Demand is the relationship between the price of a particular product and the quantity of the product that consumers are willing to buy. Demand analysis is based on historical data, estimates of sales potential, and estimates of price-volume relationships and price sensitivity. The data enable the marketer to construct a demand curve. The traditional demand curve slopes downwards, indicating that as prices rise, quantity sold falls, and vice versa. Prestige products have a unique demand curve in which, to a threshold point, increasing prices actually increase demand due to the perceived quality, prestige, and exclusivity conveyed by the product's price. The sensitivity of consumer demand to price changes is known as the price elasticity of demand. In instances of price elastic demand, a particular percentage change in price will cause a greater percentage change in quantity demanded. In price inelastic demand, a particular percentage change in price will cause a smaller percentage change in quantity demanded. Costs determine a price floor, below which the business cannot survive in the long term. It is crucial for marketers to understand the relationship between retail prices, sales volume, costs, and ultimately profits. Break-even analysis estimates the volume of unit sales required to cover total costs. Marginal analysis determines the effect on costs and revenue when an organization produces and sells one more unit of product. Cost-based pricing involves adding a percentage or dollar amount to the cost of a product in order to determine its selling price. Cost-plus pricing is used by producers when it is difficult to determine the costs of the product until it has been completed. In such cases, the seller adds their required profit margin as a dollar amount or percentage to the costs once the project is complete. Markup pricing is used by wholesalers and retailers and involves adding a percentage of their purchase cost to determine the resale price. Price competition usually emerges when competitors' offerings are not significantly differentiated in the minds of consumers. Price competition is undesirable from a seller's point of view, unless the seller has a cost advantage through economies of scale in purchasing or low-cost production. Competition-based pricing is based on the prices charged by competitors or on the likely response of competitors to the organization's prices. When it is feasible, competition on factors other than price is preferable as it gives the organization greater power to decide on the profit margin per unit sold. Most organizations seek to compete using a strategy of differentiation, which emphasizes the uniqueness of the organization's products in terms of product quality, innovation, brand image, customer service, distribution coverage, and local convenience. Business-to-business marketing relationships tend to be close, long-term, and formal. This leads to more formal pricing practices than those in consumer markets. At the same time, pricing is more complex in business markets. Differences in the size of purchases, the frequency of purchases, costs involved in transport, and other considerations often require sellers to adjust prices for individual customers and individual transactions. Customer perceptions are subjective and particular to each individual, but it is important that marketers match pricing as closely as possible to customers' expectations. These expectations are based partly on the customer's international and external reference prices. Tactics such as odd-even pricing, reference pricing, multiple unit pricing, and bundle pricing can be used to manage customer perceptions of value. In launching a new product, an organization may choose a penetration pricing or price skimming strategy to maximize volume or margin, respectively. For established products, an organization may seek to implement differential pricing or promotional pricing. Pricing must be consistent with the other elements of the marketing mix.